Hello, Get Booked listeners, and welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books we just can't resist shouting about. This is Jen Northington, and today's Hand Cell is Far From the Light of Heaven by Tade Thompson, which I cannot believe I have not already talked about. I was poking around to see what I wanted to pick, and it does not appear in our spreadsheet anywhere, which is shocking to me because this was one of my favorite books of 2021. So here we are. We're going to talk about it. But first, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Children of Virtue and Vengeance by Tomi Adeyemi. If you like pretty things, like I like pretty things, I got something for you. The stunning sequel to the worldwide phenomenon Children of Blood and Bone is now available in a deluxe paperback edition with gorgeous spray-painted and stenciled edges and an exclusive excerpt of the earth-shaking Children of Anguish and Anarchy. Now, this is a series for you if you like action, you like world building, you like mythology retellings, lore retellings, specifically of a West African variety, has all that and more. It was also an instant number one New York Times bestseller, a Good Morning America book club pick, and now both Children of Bone and Children of Virtue and Vengeance are available in these deluxe editions. They're pretty, they're gorgeous. The finale to the series is coming June 25th this year, so you can get the pretty editions of the first two books and be ready for the last book. You see what I'm saying? So make sure to check it out, and thanks again to Children of Virtue and Vengeance by Tomi Adeyemi for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you've probably never heard of. And bonus points because it's Finnish. And when's the last time you read a Finnish dystopian science fiction novel? Right. Okay. So in this one, humanity is destroying itself as the cities burn, which sounds kind of familiar. It is the time of the great affliction. In this terrible world, a new hope arises. The Happiness Program, which is the creation of Finnish pharmaceutical genius Dr. Laura Solomon. With happiness, pills, mind mapping, and microchips, Dr. Solomon intends to build a new world for the worthy few. Which sounds like a perfect plan and nothing could go wrong, right? Right. So this is a raw but fun dystopian sci-fi adventure with an unusual premise describing what happens when technology rules humanity. Either you're chipped living inside the AR society, or you're left outside to barely survive. Make sure to check out Unchipped by Taya DeVere. And thanks again to Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you probably never heard of, for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so before I get into it, some content warnings for this book. Body horror. There's like a lot of weird body stuff. And y'all know I am sensitive to that. This was an amount I could handle, so that's good. But just FYI, Tade Thompson is such an interesting writer. I've read not all of his books, but a lot of his books, and I really love them, even though they do push me a bit because he does tend towards horror. And this one was such an unexpected one because I kind of thought I knew what his writing was like. And then this book starts off sort of quietly, despite the fact that it opens with a disaster and a body in space. But for him, like compared to Rosewater trilogy, especially, this just doesn't, it just is so much quieter, but then it, and sort of normal almost, but then it gets progressively weirder and weirder in a way that I think only Thompson pulls off in these moments. And I was just, it's great. So this is science fiction. It takes place in a future in which, you know, humans have figured out how to do international travel and are doing that thing. And there is a sort of, like, it's a little bit Afrofuturist. There's this colony in the Lagos system, and there is a ship called the Ragtime on the way. Lots of references here, obviously. And it's a ship that is bringing, like, a bunch of people in cryostasis or whatever to space to settle in a new place. And there is a pilot on board who is really just like a glorified, she's a babysitter, more or less. She knows it. She's wanted to go to space all her life. But really, you know, her job is just to make sure that nothing goes wrong with the AI, which there's not going to be anything wrong. Like, it's just not It's just not likely. So Michelle, who's our pilot here, is really just, you know, a figurehead, a space holder. Except for that, everything does go wrong. So she's awoken by the spaceship. The AI is like glitchy. A bunch of passengers have been murdered. There's a distress signal. Like everything has gone wrong. And in true astronaut fashion, she is just trying to go down her checklist, make sure A, that she survives, and B, that she figures out like what is going on this ship? Like, is she in danger? How did these people die? Like, what is happening? And everything just gets wilder and wilder from there. There's a local, like they're in this system and the local planet sends a investigator up who is dealing with their own issues. And he is like, Finn is a really interesting character. All the characters are really interesting. But the two of them, the way they interact, the way that other people join the party, the murder party, it's just really well done. It sort of swirls around itself. You get a feel for what this world is like. You get a bunch of different perspectives on what's happening. And Thompson is just a master of like that new weird sort of fiction. So you're thinking like, you know, China Mieville and I want to say, oh gosh, names are like escaping me right now. But anyway, there's a lot of great authors doing this thing. Lauren Bucus is another one. Jeff Vandermeer is another one. Silvia Moreno-Garcia, a great example. Like all of these people are just producing some of the weirdest, coolest fiction out here. And Toddy Thompson is next to them on my shelves. So if you like space murder stories, if you can handle some body horror, if you are interested in, yeah, like what could a future space murder look like? And if you really like it when an author has done a ton of research into like the minutiae of a profession and brings that into play, Thompson has a whole afterword in this book about how he did research on what it's like to be an astronaut and like what they train for and how they train and what they're obsessed with. And you really see that played out on the page with Michelle and her checklists and like her focus on things that you maybe wouldn't think are the first things you would focus on, but like they're absolutely the things that she needs to do to keep everybody alive. And I just have never seen that particular perspective played out this way before in a space story. So I really appreciated that. Let's see, who else might you have read that you would want to come to? Oh, like Mer Lafferty, you know, all of these murder in space stories. They're so good. They're so interesting. They're so weird. And this one is the weirdest of the weird. So again, that's Far From the Light of Heaven by Toddy Thompson. Oh, one more content warning, actually. There is a use of racial slurs, which is a thing to know. Gird yourself. But it's only one moment, and it's by far minor compared to the rest of the book. So yeah, again, that's Far From the Light of Heaven by Toddy Thompson. Thank you so much for listening to my ramblings. As always, thanks to our audio editor, Jen Zink, who tidies up those ramblings and makes them sound less rambly. If you'd like more recommendations, you can get those at bookriot.com. You can find our other podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. If you would like to email us, you can do that, getbooked@bookriot.com. You can review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you would be so kind. It helps other people to find the show. And speaking of finding us, you can find me on Twitter and Tumblr as Jen IRL. That's JennIRL. Or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we'll talk to you next time.